RTL Original Podcast.
For this week's Song 2, we are talking to John McClure of Reverend and the Makers. Now, this interview was recorded before the release of the magnificent album Heatwave in the Cold North. Now, on occasion, I am surprised by how people respond to the Song 2 quandary. In this instance, I am delighted to reveal that John McClure is absolutely on board with what I have to say and what I have to think, even going as far as to say that it has changed his life. Listen to what John has to say right here. And if you want to hear the whole interview that I did with John, it's available to you on RTL Play. Cheers.
Talking like we're best friends, sympathy legs thin so far. Till you're crying on my shoulder. Though I don't really know you.
Hi, it's John McClure from Reverend and the Makers, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Cause I've got problems.
I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I'm basically arguing that the second song on any given album is either the album's best song or at least the most important. And we're asking musicians and music makers to let us know if they agree or disagree and why. So that's the question. Is it or is it not?
I totally agree with you. I've never thought of that before. Oh my goodness. That's like the God's honest truth. So the example that springs to mind is on my new album, it's this song Problems, which is probably the best song on the album. I'm thinking of She Bangs the Drums on the Stone Roses album, which sort of, it's got that lyric, kiss me where the sun don't shine, the past was yours but the mine, which very much sums up the entire vibe of the band.
Problems, like everybody else got problems, you've got problems, but hearing all about your problems, couldn't help solving mine, and I never looked to...
Thinking of Exodus by Bob Marley and the Wailers, and the second track is Guiltiness, and it's like the most rasta Bob gets on the whole album, where he sort of delivers his philosophy. Yeah, oh my goodness, what an inference you've made. I'm going to listen to this podcast. I like this concept very much.
I don't know if you're a Radiohead fan, but Paranoid Android was where it kicked off from there.
Of course, right, yeah, oh my good lord. This is you've blown my mind here. You've absolutely blown my mind with this.
It started off as a bit of a joke, and I kid you not, we just did it because of the Blur track. And then I looked, and I have a list of like 200, maybe 250 song twos that are just absolute bona fide classics. Nirvana, In Bloom is another one, as an example.
Oh my word, yeah, this is going to like change my life, this theory. I'm going to like go and analyse all my favourite albums and look at their second track.
In that regard, John, just to sign off, do you pay a lot of heed then into track listing? Is it a vital part these days? Because, I mean, a few years ago, it was absolutely vital. Now, it's not so much when people are on the shuffle button all the time and getting stuff through social media.
Track listing is incredibly important. However, streaming has slightly buggered the track listing, in so much as because everything, people listen to the playlist and they're like one, two, three, they're listening in that order and they might only listen to one, two, three songs. Everybody just front loads. Because you sort of have to play the game, and you have to. So in many ways, Spotify and mobile phones have colonized the way in which we digest music. And so I think they're unduly influencing track listings. And I look forward to a time when we can be more free in that regard. Oh, yeah.